You're listening to the new afternoon show with Hugh and the Butthole Surfers, and they have a variety of instruments. We sort of...
Not really a variety, two drums and a bass guitar.
Six kick drums.
You could sing, what is it?
Come in my eye, my lord, come in my eye. Oh, lord, come in my eye. Come in my eye, my lord, come in my eye.
I'd like to take this opportunity to say that Oliver North is a screaming fucking fag queer and his wife is a putty head.
Okay, here's a question.
I think Oliver North says the Marines have a way of taking care of themselves. He means when you're ass fucking another Marine, you owe him the common courtesy of a reach around. That's what he's talking about.
We're reaching around with the Butthole Surfers on the new afternoon show.
Yeah, well, you wish, you.
Double D NYU.
He's kind of cute. He's got long red hair.
So what's the...
About 6 inches well hung.
So what's the strangest place you guys have ever slept?
Where was that?
The one where you woke up naked and your hands smelled?
Yeah, it's the place I can't remember. My left hand smelled weird.
Yeah, you guys have spent a lot of time on the road and sleeping where people kind of let you.
Halfway up our ass, we're on the road.
Halfway up my ass, I'm on the road again. Up my ass, I'm on the commode again. I'm on the commode again. Taking all the dumps, I'm on the commode again.
So, Kane, you seem to be the quiet one of the bunch here.
He's actually the most articulate.
I can't use him up.
Let him talk.
Just thinking about the oncoming apocalypse that August of 87 is going to be, since the Aztecan and the Mayan calendars are ending, and Nostradamus predicts that the beginning of Armageddon will happen next month, so...
Next month.
And the Hopi Indians say it's going to happen above the 45th parallel.
I see.
Nostril dumbass says the shit's coming down anytime within the next two,
yeah,
3 weeks.
Yeah, New York's out of there.
Yeah. Didn't we meet the Nostril? Wasn't... No, never mind.
Nostril
King's
dumbass.
Just depressed.
You don't look depressed.
It's kind of like an Elvis Costello song.
Got it. I sincerely hope he's coming down.
So what I want to know is which one of you guys, or girls, Teresa, drives the van, or whatever you guys travel in?
We pay a monkey to do that.
Yeah, we got us a monkey. We also got him trained to climb up high in the mountains where it's too high to breathe to pick tea leaves to bring him down for us.
You know what kind of tea we smoke, too.
So you guys ride in the back and do what?
We got us a mobile home and we play...
Smoking and drinking and gambling.
Play cards. Yeah, we scored us an 8-ball in Miami from a handsome black man. And that's it.
That's it? What did you do in Oklahoma?
No, we just hang.
I took a pee there, but that was before I was in the band.
I went to a titty bar called Walter Mitty's in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I asked for a scotch on the rocks and they laughed at me. Because there ain't no liquor by the drink in Oklahoma.
All right. Jeff, you want to play something on that guitar you got there? If you like it.
To hear?
Just whatever you'd like to do.
How about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yeah, they got the wicked compressor on this thing. You gotta hear it just drops out when you make a noise.
Big Lick said never give us her data when the gales of November rather gloomy. The ship was the pride of the American side. The captain and the crew were well seasoned. And when they dropped, it was a terrible day. When the gales of November had been gloomy.
Not for children.
They're just watching the Butthole Surfers.
Whoa, dude. This isn't practice.
WNYU-FM, the new afternoon show. We're talking with Teresa, Gibby, Kane.
King!
Kane.
Whoa! Well, now we finally got someone to blame it on.
What? I say Kane.
Speaking of Elvis Costello.
Also, Paul and Jeff from the Butthole Surfers. You guys are performing tonight at the Cat Club?
That is correct. All your senses are keyed and honed. I hear perfectly well.
Which is on 13th Street between second and third?
Between second and your legs.
I think you'll find it. You also are playing with Nice Strong Arm tonight, a band from Austin. You guys know those guys from down there?
No.
No.
Yeah.
You guys also put together a compilation of late, a Texas trip.
They made us call it a Texas trip.
Why?
Because, well, you see, the British have a way of needing something, I don't know, the guy just said, we've got to call it something wild, Gibby.
See?
So he suggested that, and I said, okay, dude, whatever, man, where's my $6,000?